gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bev podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, Larry Nance Jr.
Yes, I just shrunk a few inches.
Yes, and got a little paler.
Yeah, a lot. Coming off of a big victory with the Cleveland Cavaliers against the Boston Celtics, there was a bet slip out there for plus 4,000 odds at one point for the Cavs to win when they were down 22 points. And somehow, some way, we just found a way to win. Dean Wade.
Palpatine returned.
Somehow, D-Wade. What are the odds, though, that 2 weeks in a row we'd have two crazy wins with our bench players being the reason in the fourth quarter? I think he also went 5 for 5 from the three-point arc.
Yeah. And then Niang, he had struggled pretty much the whole game for the most part. And
it was horrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's horrible. He's pretty useless out there. If he's not making shots, he's useless, especially on defense.
There's so many fucking turnovers on his part. I hate it every time he had the ball. But Jason Tatum is nasty. Like, I think that was the first time I've seen this Celtics team play in person. If I remember correctly, the last time I saw the Celtics, I'd have to go back and look, but I believe it was when we played in the Eastern Conference Finals against them with Isaiah Thomas. So yeah. It might have been that long since I've seen them, but I've seen some different eras of those Celtics. I've seen the Rondo, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and Garnett days. Now the Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown days, and then that one era with I'm just trying to see if I had any photo. Yeah, the Kelly Olynyk, Marcus Smart, Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, I went the first time they made it back to the playoffs. I went the very first playoff game back in Cleveland, first year LeBron was back. And then I also went to one of those Eastern Conference Finals games as well. I've been a fan of Jason Tatum. I'm still mad that he's a Boston Celtic, but I've been a fan of Jason Tatum ever since he was in high school. That was like the first high school player that I paid attention to. I remember my buddy showing me some videos of him in elementary school even. I remember his elementary school, or I think it might have been middle school. It was middle school, not elementary school. Of him playing, I think he's from St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken.
Not sure. My first high school player that I watched was Anthony Gordon, and then Michael Porter Jr. and Lonzo Ball, technically.
Anthony Gordon or Aaron Gordon?
Aaron Gordon, sorry. Aaron Gordon.
Oh, no, you're good.
AG.
I'm like, what happened to Anthony Gordon?
But Tatum, he's an alien. I mean, he just walks up to the top of the arc, step back three in front of Garland's face. It was like every time. I mean, he had like 22 points in the first quarter or first half alone. And at that point, I was like, they're already up 22 points. They're going to probably sit in the rest of the game. Oh, no, it was full throttle. But somehow, again, Palpatine returns. We fucking pull it off. I can't believe we did it.
Yeah, we only held them to, 4 points in the second half?
Mm-hmm. Hey, but yeah. got the Kelce bobblehead. Got to see the Kelces chug a couple beers. There's no Taylor Swift in the house.
Yeah.
And then Joey Chestnut performs at halftime doing a pierogi eating contest. It was sick.
I was going to say, it seemed like they had everything going on there, too. I know about a year ago, they had Joey Chestnut doing the pierogi thing also. So I thought that was cool that they just was like, yeah, next year, just come a year from this date and we'll get you eating pierogies. The Cleveland
One of the guys that we know downtown, he actually competed in it last night. Dom Nelson, do you know him?
Oh, he was in it?
Downtown Dom, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we saw him on the jumbo screen, the jumbotron, and Gabby goes, Dom! He
Yeah, good guy.
is, yeah.
Always seems to be everywhere somehow.
He told us he was moving back to Carolina, and then like 2 weeks later we saw him at the Hopper house, and we're like, I thought you moved. He goes, yeah, I'm back.
I remember him saying something about moving to North Carolina, and then I'm like, okay, yeah, I still see you're in Cleveland. What happened?
Yeah. The unknown.
But glad Cleveland still has him. He's our version of Philadelphia Eagles Dom.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a Dom too, Philly.
Yes, sir.
I know, that's
Any
awesome. I
particular
didn't
reason?
realize.
Any particular reason you're dressed up tonight?
Just was that was a huge game last night, and that got me pumped. I thought there was no shot. I turned it off for a while and just so happened to look at the score and I saw we had the lead and I was like, what the hell happened? I just rewinded like part of the game and I'm like, Dean Wade can't miss.
Yeah. They're playing tonight too, aren't they, against the Hawks?
Yep. I think they're on the road though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta love a good back to back.
Yeah, glad we won one without Donovan too, because that saves us. We're not second seed anymore, but you know, we're still right there. Milwaukee's played, I think, only one or two more games than us.
Well, and Giannis might be out for a little bit.
Yeah, I had a bad scare the other night. I think it would have been Monday night. I made a bet on Giannis rebounds. Not really doing much research, and it turned out he didn't play Monday night.
Uh-oh.
Thank God that FanDuel decided to void it.
That's nice.
Which, by the way, I've still been going back and forth on what sports book to use. Sometimes I'll do FanDuel, sometimes I'll do DraftKings, I'll do BetJack, just because I like to support my boy Grant. But yeah, I was glad that they avoided that, because that would have been really fucked up.
I've been very responsible and have not been gambling. But you bet when we go to Columbus next week to see the lad, there will be some live betting at the Columbus Blue Jackets game.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you're going to go to the game, I feel like you almost have to.
I'm gonna live bet the pucks at the beginning of the third period.
There you
Or
go.
not the pucks, the goals.
I was going to say, I don't know how you're going to bet on the pucks, but
Pucks used in a game.
which one are they going to choose? The left one, the middle one, or the right one?
I feel like they might have an actual pucks used, kind of like how many baseballs are going to be used in a game. Do you ever realize how many
Yeah.
baseballs through a game? There's got to be at least 150 balls in a game.
150, you think?
Okay, maybe 100. I bet you they
I
go through at
would.
least. I think a pitcher goes through at least 10 to 15 balls an inning. And that's not if there's foul balls. I'd like to see the t actually, let's just Google it.
I was gonna say,
Let's.
Google that. I think 100 sounds a little extreme, but
You think? All right, I'm gonna.
maybe like in a game like that there's a bunch of foul balls, but 100 seems like a lot.
How many balls on average do MLB teams go through a game? This would be a question for Alex Hale.
Oh, I bet he would know it right off the top of his head. How many does it say?
Ironically enough, The Athletic did a story in May of 2022. How many baseballs are used in an MLB game? We tracked a Guardians and Tigers game to find out.
Interesting.
And we have, I would like to just see the total number. I wish it was that easy.
They got to keep you reading, man.
I'm scrolling to the very bottom of the fucking article. Okay. In the clubhouse afterward, Hedges guessed that they went through 75 balls in the game. His eyes bulge when I tell him the actual number. So, what was the real number?
So it was more than 75.
Oh, yes. Let's just set the line at over under 100.5 balls. What do you think it was if 75 was astronomically low?
Oh, then over.
You sure?
Yes, I'm not gonna double guess myself now.
It was 115 balls.
That's literally crazy.
And another article by Quora.com in April 2023 says, in an average Major League Baseball game, approximately 70 to 120 balls are used. The actual number depends, varying on a number of factors, including foul balls, home runs, weather conditions.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't really think about how many times there's a foul ball in a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's probably at least 4 to 5 fouls in an, I wouldn't say an at bat, but probably, well, in an inning or half an inning, probably 5 to 10 foul balls. I'd
Yeah.
be, we should track that one.
Hold on. You can answer it. You can answer it. I'll pause. And we're back, Dylan. How many baseballs do you go through?
Twenty-one.
That's the right answer. You got it.
You think about other sports, though, like I said, with hockey and how many pucks you'd go through. I guarantee you at least 1 to 2 gets shot outside the netting a game.
Yeah, I
And
would
I
say
don't
at
know.
minimum.
They probably use at least 3, maybe 1 per period.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I bet they cycle through a different puck each period.
I mean, there's you
Actually,
gotta sell game used pucks.
yeah,
Gotta make your money.
that's a big seller too. I mean, it's just like baseball, basketball, even they do it, football, they do it. But yeah, big money maker, gotta pay the players somehow.
Yeah, I'm excited for baseball season this year. I'm excited to go to the hockey game next week. Going to the Cavs game last night was so electrifying. It just felt good to be back. I mean, I've missed the whole season in person. I think I just got a little fatigued going to every Browns game, which is so crazy to say, but we're gonna change it up this summer with Guardians games. We're gonna go to more.
Yeah, are you going opening day?
No, Emery's getting married that day.
Wait, really?
On a Monday during the solar eclipse.
Is that the day of the solar eclipse?
Yeah.
Huh. I did not know that.
Yeah, but no, I will not be there. I will be working from home that day, half a day, and then going to Emery's wedding. But we should track that sometime. We should really try to go to a game and try to see how many baseballs they go through in an inning or go
Oh, we'll
through.
do it.
Maybe we'll start with an inning and then we'll just do the average, because then we'd have to legit sit there the whole game and not get a drink or not go to the bathroom. And sometimes I really gotta pee.
Well, I know me and Caitlin were debating on getting that pass that they do.
Oh yeah, like a 20 game pass or.
Well, no, they do the standing seats.
Oh, right.
Or it's just $50 a month and you get that voucher too.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I mean, yeah, no, we have a ton of fun there. I didn't know how much she was gonna like baseball actually, but every time we've gone, we've had a blast. And granted, gotta keep the margaritas away from her, but.
I truthfully think that going to baseball games are the most fun sporting event in the city. I enjoy
Over a
watching
Browns
bas-
game.
Yes, I enjoy watching basketball in person. We've had these debates on like the best sports to watch, but like football is king to me, but I think football is king on TV. For some
That's
reason,
fair.
I think it is. And then NBA is so much more fun when you're there. And the crowd and just being in the arena. I think hockey is right there with it, but baseball, something about being in a stadium, under the lights, and there's the Cracker Jacks, the popcorn, the seventh inning stretch, the hot dog derby, the dollar dogs, the home run that takes your breath away in the bottom of the ninth, the fireworks, something about it.
You know, that's absolutely valid. When you look at it that way, yeah, absolutely.
I just feel like there's such a better experience than just going to a Cavs game. Like anymore, when I go to a Cavs game, I feel like unless you're sitting like really low, most of the time your seats are crammed and you're looking like you're looked down. You're not like able to like, kick back and relax. Same thing with Browns games. Like my seats that I had last year and my season tickets were like just uncomfortable. I feel like I was always like tight and cramped the whole game. And baseball, I don't feel like that.
Yeah, I would say I would rather, when watching a football game, I'd rather be with a bunch of my friends, around the TV, drinking some beers and, just having a good time there where you're not crammed like this. I would agree with that.
I paid $14 for a drink last night at the Cavs game. You could buy a whole case of High Noons for $18.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
High Noon, are you still open to that sponsorship?
I love High Noon.
I do too. Especially the new raspberry and plum flavors.
Me too. The
Check out the
Snowbird
Snowbird
Plushie.
pack.
So good.
I actually just bought a new case of it earlier today.
Very nice.
But I'm still drinking a Happy Dad right now, trying to get rid of them.
Cleveland Bourbon, Cleveland Underground Bourbon Company.
Oh, nice. But anyways, one last thing that you didn't mention that's coming up, March Madness.
Ah, it is March.
It is March and is about to get mad. It's very angry.
Like madness.
Yes. Yes. I haven't watched a ton of college basketball. Now the NFL's done, I've been paying a little bit more attention. What I like about this season is you really don't know who's gonna win. That's how it was last year too. It wasn't like there was that number one, oh, this team's definitely gonna make it. It's just gonna matter on who catches on fire at the right time.
Right.
So I'm excited for that. I'm trying to remember, is I think this weekend they select the brackets. Let me double check
Is it?
myself.
Do you have any teams that you're pulling for?
I would say probably like Purdue, just because they've never won.
Yeah.
Don't know. I like seeing someone new win. What the hell? Here we go. Tennessee, I'll always pull for. UConn, they won last year, so they win, whatever. But a sleeper team, I think, is going to be Iowa State, though.
Interesting.
Yeah, Arizona,
What makes
I
you
always
think
like
that?
seeing them lose first, second round. Dayton is now a ranked team again. At least we have someone from Ohio in there. And I think Kent State is in the bracket. Are they going to be in the bracket? They had a pretty good season, it looked like.
If Kansas makes it, you know I'll be pulling for Kansas.
Yeah, no, I've never been against Kansas either. I feel like they always are the favorites, and then they won it the, I think it was the year that you went to Kansas, right?
So a year before.
The year before. Yeah,
Yeah,
because you
they
went there
won.
when they had Grady Dick.
Yes. Yeah, I got to
Yeah.
see Dick. I got to see so much Dick.
But yeah, definitely excited for that. Whenever that comes out, I can't find a date that says when they'll release. So oh, right here, Selection Sunday, March 17th. So
So next
it
Sunday.
won't, yeah, next Sunday, not this upcoming Sunday, but the next Sunday. So we'll probably have an episode Monday, starting out brackets. Or do we even do that, or do we wait till that first round or the first four is over? Because I feel
Our
like you can't
brackets?
really make a bracket without.
No, that's so that's the argument that people have is they wish that, well, there's some people who wish that the first four would be played on the same day as Selection Sunday. So it's like you find out what the bracket looks like, and then like the next hour, they're like, all right, first four in, and then you can start making your brackets. But no, you have to make your brackets with that slash, you know, this or that, you know, this team or that team.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like the idea that you just said though. I think on Selection Sunday, they already have the first four selected, and that's when you find out.
Well, it's tough sometimes because one 16 seed is very, very different from another 16 seed. I mean, who would have thought that who beat Purdue last year? Was it called? Was it Fairmount, or who beat them?
Furman. No, it wasn't Furman. It was oh, what the, was it Colgate?
No.
No, they played Virginia. I'm looking it up now. Purdue.
We are really bad at this.
Yeah, I don't know my college basketball as well as I wish. Was it Old Dominion? Oh, Farley Dickinson.
Yeah, we need to start with an F. You know, that team, you know, who would have thought? But they had a fighting chance. So that will definitely come into play when I make my selections of. Well, which 16 seed do I think that could upset? I don't know. But I guess in that case, if you think that that person's going to win, I don't know. You're going to pick them anyways. But
Right.
the chances of a 16 seed beating a one seed is very difficult.
Very difficult, but you never know in March.
This is March.
But all right, Dylan, we got some news that we have to get into. Mainly NFL news. We're gonna go ahead and just start off with Jason Kelce. Actually, the day before him and Travis's bobblehead night at the Cavs, he officially had his press conference about his retirement. Spent 13 years with the Eagles. So congratulations to the Cleveland Heights native.
Yes. I got a little emotional when they played his tribute video last night at the game. But nothing that was as emotional as him describing his experiences on the Eagles on the press conference Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And then the way he explained the first time he met Kylie, his wife, just he's just an overall outstanding individual and represents what the NFL is all about. And Philadelphia.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. When he was talking about the how he met Kylie, when he was talking about the Eagles Christmas party, I don't know why, I just thought of the Office Christmas party automatically in my head.
Yeah. That's funny.
But yeah, listening to him talk about that, and then him and Travis growing up, always imagining them playing in the Super Bowl, every day. They would always act like all the different Cleveland legends, no matter what the sport was. That was awesome. Did you get to watch their episode today of New Heights?
So I got about 20 minutes in. I'm not finished though.
Yeah, Travis gets really emotional. It was filmed right after the press conference. Travis got super emotional on air. But it was great hearing him be a little bit more laid back on talking about retirement, and then Travis being able to put in his two cents on congratulations. But yeah, no, definitely congratulations to him, and can't wait to see where they take New Heights from here.
I got a question for you. Totally random.
Let's hear it.
I'll save it. You know what? I'll save it for the MLB preview. So I'm gonna bookmark this.
Okay.
Completely, it's like completely random. It
Okay.
just crossed my brain. But last thing I'll say about Travis or to Jason Kelce is, like I said, he represents what the NFL is all about. You hate to see him go out losing a Super Bowl and then getting so close again and losing the way they did this season. But I mean, his career has been nothing but fantastic. The accolades, being a sixth round pick against all odds, being a walk-on running back at Cincinnati, to becoming a household name. I mean, everybody knows the Kelce name now.
Oh yeah, Philadelphia legend through thick and thin. He'll definitely have his number retired. That's something that Travis gets into, is he'll definitely have his number retired at, I think it's Lincoln Financial Stadium, if I'm not mistaken. Regardless, his number will be up there with all the other greats. But moving off of that, Tampa Bay got a little bit busy this week. They officially extended Mike Evans for a 2-year extension with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That will get him $52 million, 35 of that, or 35 million of that, guaranteed. So all of the Mike Evans rumors can now be put to rest, and this is going to be huge leverage for Baker Mayfield to return to Tampa, as I think everyone and their mother thinks that he's returning.
Yeah, I don't see him going anywhere else.
Yeah, I know they're claiming that he's demanding a lot of money, but I mean, if you look at it, he played as one of the better quarterbacks this year. You can't really argue that.
No.
As much as some Cleveland fans don't want to see that happen, and it sucks that things turned out the way they did with Cleveland and Baker Mayfield, but I mean, I'm glad he's doing good. I wish it would have worked out here, but it just simply wasn't going to. But also, the Buccaneers decided to use their franchise tag on Antoine Winfield Jr., which I know he's wanting a lot of money. He's also really pissed about not making the Pro Bowl, which I thought was bullshit, but 'cause I thought he was definitely good enough to make it. But this franchise tag is, I guess, viewed as a placeholder because they want to get the long-term deal done, but they didn't want him to hit open market where someone could offer him more money.
There's been a few franchise tags already, not including Saquon Barkley, right?
Yeah, Saquon did not get tagged.
Which is wild
So,
that he's gonna test it.
yeah, it's going to be the first time in his career where he is unrestricted free agent. So I highly doubt he goes back to the Giants. Maybe he does if teams don't show interest, but There'll be at least one team that will show some serious interest. I know for sure, if not two.
Right.
I would say the biggest news this week, other than Kelce's retirement, was the Broncos making it official that Russell Wilson will be released on March 13th, which is the beginning of the new season, and will become a free agent. He's already been allowed to talk to different organizations about an opportunity, and can sign with them on March 13th, right after he's released. This is also going to be historically the worst sports business move ever in American sports, as the Broncos will be eating $85 million in dead cap over the next 2 years.
Thank God it wasn't us.
Do I think that we
Although,
were too far off? But
jury's still out.
I think this kind of solidifies that this trade was worse. He lasted 2 seasons. They didn't make the playoffs once. And they paid him to play for another team. They paid him $85 million to play for another team.
Yeah. That's
So,
bad.
yeah, that's very bad. Very, very bad.
How about the news? Commanders picking up Zach Ertz.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting news, especially after they cut Logan Thomas, who was getting up there in age, but Zach Ertz, he's up there in age as well, but still can produce numbers. Depending on what they do with their draft pick, whether they decide to trade down maybe and go after some other pieces other than quarterback, or if they stay at two and go for Drake May or Jaden Daniels. I'm not buying the whole hype behind JJ McCarthy at all
Let him
as
go
an
to
NFL quarterback. Oh, I'll let him. Yeah, absolutely let him go to the Broncos.
the Broncos. Let him go.
Let him go to the Broncos. That won't work very well. I don't think anyone could fix that team, though.
No, but people could say the same thing about the Browns. Nobody's gonna be able to fix us. Which I did want to bring up, speaking of quarterbacks, how about the news about Joe Flacco wants to play for a team or wants to start for a team in 2024 and wants to come back to Cleveland because he loved the experience? How about being a guy who was on the couch and basically hung his cleats up and all of a sudden he's back in it?
Yeah, that's nuts. I say kudos to him. I don't know where he's gonna start other than Cleveland.
Yeah, but
Yeah,
that's the thing.
I know we paid Deshaun all this money. It's all guaranteed. But at the end of the day, sign Joe Flacco, let him compete.
Yeah, I'd
Make
love it.
Deshaun come back.
Make him earn it at this point. Shit.
Yeah.
Handed everything on a silver platter.
Yeah,
I don't
especially
know.
with Chubb coming back. I would love to see Joe Flacco there.
I cannot wait to get a full chub.
Oh yeah. But apparently Russell Wilson is not open to the Steelers.
Oh.
He's already made that clear as he does not want any competition. The Steelers have also expressed that they have no plans or interest to look into Russell Wilson, as well as Kirk Cousins, Justin Fields, and Baker Mayfield. Which I don't know if that's a smokescreen, but I've been seeing a lot that they want to bring a veteran quarterback to build up Kenny Pickett, not take his position.
I see. I could
Yeah.
see Russ going to Las Vegas.
That'd be even funnier with them being in the same division.
Yeah.
Broncos are paying their division rival quarterback.
Yeah. Let this man cook.
It's Mr. Unlimited. But
So,
speaking, go ahead.
do you still listen to Friends from Work?
Yes, every here and there, whenever they have a good title.
So today, Today they had an episode with Kirk Cousins.
Wait, what?
Kyle went to middle school and high school with Kirk and is friends with Kirk. Have you ever
Is that
noticed
why
how
he's a
he?
Vikings fan?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
He's like good friends with the Cousins family. And Kyle, Kirk said that he's been wanting to come on the show for a while, but he's not a huge Marvel fan, but just wants to come on the show. So they spent a whole episode talking about life and football and the superhero movies that he does know. He's a big Star Wars fan. You
All
gotta
right.
watch. It was a sweet episode.
I'm 100% watching that now.
Did you by chance catch Pardon My Takes interview today with Diana?
No, I haven't started it yet. I was watching the Kelsey one when I saw that it was uploaded.
She brought two sodas in for Max.
Poor Max.
It's
I always feel so bad for him because he always gets it the worst.
a banger of an episode. She said that she's starting a podcast and it's just her and Max farting. It's a great episode.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you gotta watch. But yeah, they torture Max, but it's because Billy's not there anymore, so they had to find a new punching bag. Because
Yeah, I was gonna say he
Jake's too
used to get hit
innocent.
bad.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Good times.
Hold on, someone sent me a work text message real quick. Sorry about that. Anyways, back to the news. Speaking of Russell Wilson, his former team, the Seattle Seahawks, got busy as well, making a ton of huge cuts. Basically cutting both of their safeties, Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs. And then they also released Will Dissly, which is a tight end, I believe. And this will save them about $34.5 million in cap. Little bit shocking. I'm not too surprised about Jamal Adams because I think that was bound to happen. Diggs really surprises me though, because I don't think he'll make it past day one.
You don't think?
No, I think a team will pick him up before that. Unless he just restructures the deal, but I figured they would have done that rather than release him.
Oh God, the Bills are talking to Mitch to return.
Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not too surprised. That's where he played the best, in my opinion.
There's something going on in Buffalo.
There's something going on. They released Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White, which really surprised me. Mitch Morris, Nyheim Hines, who they traded for, I believe. They traded for him last season, right? And then he got hurt.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And two additional players. This is gonna save them about $36 million in cap space. This free agency is gonna get crazy day one. I already have a gut feeling. It's gonna be like the old NBA free agency.
Yeah, I agree. Which has been a while since that happened.
Yeah, and that starts a week from today. So, definitely excited about that. I think that the Bills are going to be in a really tough situation because I don't see how they retain any of these players or bring them back. And what they can even do to fill in those slots, because I mean, Jordan Poyer and Tre'Davious White, those are two huge missing, gaping holes now.
Yeah, I can't believe that they got rid of both of them.
Yeah, one of them I understand, and that's still a big hole to fill, but two of them, I don't know. I know they restructured, they're working on restructuring Von Miller's contract because I know that eats up a lot of their cap space. And I believe they're restructuring Rasul Douglas as well.
Interesting.
The Chargers released Eric Hendricks, who's on the later half of his career, but still puts up good numbers and a good defensive player to have. I wouldn't mind if Cleveland brought him in on a cheap deal if he was open to that, or if he just decides to hang him up. The one I'd really like the Browns to bring in, though, Cleveland native. Miami Dolphins released Jerome Baker after not being able to come to an agreement on a restructure on his contract, just decided to go ahead and just release him. If you watched Hard Knocks, he dealt with some injuries later in the season. But would love to see the Cleveland native come back home. Maybe we can get him on a somewhat decent deal. My only problem is we have so many different positions that we need, like
Yeah.
important positions that we need to get fixed. It's just I don't really know what I want them to prioritize in. So I want the defense to stay good, but at the same time, something has to happen with our receivers because Amari
I
Cooper just
still,
can't carry it.
yeah, I still think we gotta focus on the offensive line. But it seemed like our offensive line did all right last year with the banged up issues we had. If we could be full strength with Conklin for more than one game, I mean,
Well, it blows we lost Callahan as our line coach. He went to Tennessee with his son. That was a huge loss for us.
We'll bounce back though.
No, absolutely. Panthers franchise tagged Brian Burns, which I wasn't sure if they actually were going to or not. My gut feeling is that they're going to try to trade him. But every time I see anything about Brian Burns in free agency with the Panthers, I just go back to when the Rams offered like three first round picks for him and they said no and hung up. That would have been so helpful. You wouldn't have had to, even if you gambled some of your draft stock on Bryce Young, you would at least still have a first round draft pick if he flopped like the season did. But now they're in a rude awakening.
All you had to do is pick up CJ Stroud instead, which
Which McDaniel, or not McDaniel, McCowan wanted to.
yeah, just sad, but they picked. I don't think Bryce Young's going to do anything in the NFL.
Yeah, and I don't think he's a bad quarterback per se, but I don't know. I mean, I think CJ Stroud would have done better than Bryce Young this year, but you also got to give him something to work with too.
Right.
I mean, I just don't get where Frank Reich went wrong or if the owner just has that much control and power.
I think that's the case.
Yeah.
Because I did
So.
like Frank Reich when he was on Indianapolis. I thought that Colts team was pretty decent.
I thought he was a good coordinator with the Eagles too. So,
Did you
Panthers
happen
have a lot they need to figure out though.
to see Jerry's new challenge?
Is it the Caitlin Clark one?
Jerry after Clark
Yeah.
did it in 5 hours and 36 minutes. That's pretty impressive.
I was gonna say, yeah, he thought it was gonna take him a whole day.
Some people thought it would take days.
Yeah, what? He just had to score
Had to
as
hit
many.
as many points, but he had to hit a certain amount of three pointers and had to hit a certain amount of free throws.
I ain't that bad.
And then the rest of the points could be scored anyway. So, I mean, he could have just made a bunch of layups. I didn't watch the stream. I was more interested in the golf stream, which by the way, that what's it called? I'm drawing such a blank on the show. Full Swing Season 2 is out on Netflix. You gonna watch or no?
Yeah, I gotta watch season one first, though.
Oh, you didn't watch season one?
I've had it in my watch list, and then every time I go to start it, I'll be watching Netflix with Caitlin, and I'll be like, she don't want to watch this.
It's really good and it's very dramatic.
Maybe
But
after this episode, I'll get caught up on season one. Or try to, at least. Let's see. What else? Jaguars tag Josh Allen in hopes of getting a long-term deal done. They're pretty confident they'll get one done. That would have been one player that I would have loved to have seen hit free agency, but our luck, he would have been a Baltimore Raven.
I don't want to see that.
Nah, I don't either. Just seems typical anymore. Ravens, speaking of the Ravens, they franchise tagged Justin Madubuike, which was their defensive tackle. Was one of the best defensive tackles. It's one of those positions when you have that player, you keep him. He's still super young too, so congrats to them, I guess, on keeping him around. I hate that, but it is what it is. Michael Pittman Jr. got franchise tagged by the Colts. Bears ended up franchise tagging Jalen Johnson, who was rumored to want to trade at one point.
Yeah.
So it's good that they're able to keep their players, especially with Jalen Johnson being on the younger side still. And he's one of the best corners. He was an, if I'm not mistaken, he was an all pro this year too. I know he's
I
Pro
thought
Bowl for
so.
sure. Yeah. I thought he finished on one of the all pro teams. And then Dalton Schultz was extended by the Houston Texans. He got 3 years at $36 million.
Yeah, I know he was a big target for the Patriots at one point, but glad to see he'll be staying to
Yeah.
help out the new regime.
Yeah, no, he played really good in their offense last year. And honestly, when they signed him last offseason, I was kind of iffy on it because I wasn't sure if he was that good or if just the Cowboys' offense was that good. But he proved this year that he's that good.
Yeah.
Definitely earned his contract on that one. So congrats to Schultz on that. But with that being said, as of right now, that's the only news that we have at the moment dealing with NFL offseason work. Because I think last time we were recording was the combine when Worthy got the 40-yard dashed record.
Yeah, the 4-2-1.
Yeah, I think that was mid-recording. But just a quick little preview on NFL free agency right now, not including some of the players that just got released earlier today. The list is pretty bulky, and there's one of these players that I see, or I keep hearing the Browns are very strongly going to pursue, and I think it'd be awesome if it works out. If not, hopefully we can keep one of these people. But Chris Jones, Christian Wilkins, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Michael Okwunu, Baker Mayfield, Calvin Ridley, and Xavier McKinney. Player I want the Browns to go get is Christian Wilkins.
You think?
I would love to have Christian Wilkins on the Browns.
It'd be
Him on the other side of Myles Garrett. That
Yeah.
and have you ever seen him mic'd up before?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's hilarious. And he's young too.
He'd fit in so well.
Yeah, I think that would be a deadly duo, especially him coming off a career year or two. Is there anyone that you're, if you had a number one target for the Browns right now to go after this offseason, who would it be?
Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley?
I want another solid wide receiver. Just somebody to be fucking scared of.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind him as a wide receiver too. I think he's your perfect wide receiver too. The absolute best wide receiver three, but a very good wide receiver too. And I think as long as he just has a competent quarterback, not that Trevor Lawrence is a scrub, but I don't think he's this golden boy that everyone thought he was going to be. And I think that's been proven now.
He's being exposed.
Is a fraud. But other than that, Don, is there anything that you wanted to talk about before we got off?
Yes, as we near the end of the NBA season, and we look at some of the teams who have yet to win an NBA title. Who of these 10 teams do you think are the first, or who are going to be the first team to win a ring? The Nets, the Hornets, the Pelicans, the Jazz, the Pacers, the T-Wolves, the Suns, the Grizzlies, the Clippers, or the Magic? Of those 10 teams who have not won a ring, which one is going to be the first franchise to win a ring?
I'm stuck in a tie right now, and I don't think you could guess who.
I probably won't, but my team I was going to pick would be the Suns.
My first choice was the Suns. If I had a 1A, 1B, Suns Magic.
Interesting. That's
I
really
just I
interesting.
love that young core that the Magic have right now. I think they're building something good. Paolo is taking the league by storm right
Yeah.
now. The Magic are right now the fourth seed in the East. And yeah, I think they're a couple pieces away and some development away for some players, but I could see them doing some damage here soon, especially with some of these teams like Philadelphia that you don't know what they're going to do if they're going to be able to bring in that big name player to play with Maxey and Joel Embiid. Dame's getting up there in age. Not that I think he's going away anytime soon, but for damn sure, I did not think he deserved to be a starter this year. But yeah, and who knows how long Boston's going to be able to keep their core around. 'Cause I see this team, this roster that they have constructed right now as a 1 year rental.
That's interesting. I just wanted to get your take on that. And anybody else, leave a comment below on who you think is going to win a title first.
Yeah, no. I definitely like the way the Magic have been playing this year, for sure. I blame it all, or I don't blame it. I give credit a lot to them bringing back the old Orlando Magic theme. Orlando Magic.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's all that I had. I came across that today, and I wanted to ask you before we signed off what you thought.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But with that being said, guys, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Make sure that you leave a like and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you may be listening to your podcast on, make sure that you follow us and turn on notifications for updates on new episodes coming out. Other than that, Dylan, I'm gonna let you close us out with the words of Jason Byer.
All right, lads, so here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to chase a grand in a sando. Make sure you gamble responsibly and call 1-800-GAMBLER if you got a problem.
Peace.